BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Voting begins in local elections in the Italian region of Emilia-Romagna. It's being seen as a showdown between the government and the far-right party of Matteo Salvini. Our Rome correspondent Mark Lowen reports.
Emilia-Romagna is home to Ferrari and Lamborghini and rich cities like Bologna and Parma, and it's been the stronghold of the left since the Second World War. But Matteo Salvini is hoping for a political shock by winning control in the regional election with his hard anti-migrant line and promise of change. If he clinches it, Italy's shaky coalition could collapse from the pressure, which might spark elections that could sweep him to power as the country's first far-right populist prime minister.
State media in North Korea has reported the reappearance in public of the once influential aunt of the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. It comes 6 years after her husband was executed in a purge. Kadvino reports.
Kim Kyung-hee played a leading role after her nephew succeeded her brother, Kim Jong-il. But she largely disappeared from public view after her husband, Jang Song-taek, who was a powerful figure in the Pyongyang government, was arrested in front of the cameras at a Politburo meeting in 2013, accused of factionalism and executed. There was speculation that she had also been killed, but photos of Kim Kyung-hee sitting close to Kim Jong-un at celebrations of the Lunar New Year suggest she has now been rehabilitated by the man who ordered the death of her husband.
The Des Moines Register has endorsed Senator Elizabeth Warren ahead of the Democratic caucus next month. The Iowa newspaper said Mrs. Warren would be able to work the levers of government to translate ideas into laws. The endorsement by one of Iowa's most respected newspapers could boost Mrs. Warren's campaign. A prestigious Spanish award for Best New Film Actress has been won by an 84-year-old. Benedicta Sanchez from Galicia in northwestern Spain won the category at the Goya Awards for her role as the mother of a convicted pyromaniac in the film Fire Will Come. Sanchez, a vegetarian, photographer and traveller who had lived in an unconventional life and has had no formal training, was encouraged by her daughter to join a local theatre group and eventually to audition for the role. The award for Best Supporting Actress was won by another octogenarian, 87-year-old Julieta Serrano. The teenage American Coco Gauff has been knocked out of the Australian Open Tennis Championships in Melbourne. Gauff had beaten the defending champion, Naomi Osaka, and one of her idols, Venus Williams, in previous matches. BBC News.